EES User's Guide. The Evaluation Entry System, EES, User Guide provides an overview of the system, as well as information on how to use it. This User's Guide will give you overall information about EES and how it works. Our post is an excellent source of information for anyone who is involved in military personnel evaluations. The Evaluation Entry System is a vital tool for all branches of the military. What is Evaluation Entry System? The Army EES portal looks old and confusing, and it's not always easy to figure out where to go. However, it's not so easy to understand how it works once you're involved in the website. The Evaluation Entry System, EES, is a web-based system used by U.S. Army members for many evaluation tasks. Most often, it is used for entering Army physical fitness test dates on academic evaluation reports, but it is also used for many other tasks. The EES makes it easy for members to enter and view their evaluation results from various angles. The Army uses the EES for many reasons, including performance appraisal and professional development. It is an important part of Army recruitment and enlistment, and its results can have a direct impact on authorized personnel's status and professional development efforts. In addition to the EES administrative capabilities, this website provides helpful navigational links to help new recruits navigate through the system. EES forms. There are numerous forms issued by the EES for military personnel of the U.S. Army. The most common forms issued by the EES are: NCOR Support Form stands for Non-Commissioned Officer Evaluation Report, is actually DA Form 2166-90, or Support Form stands for Officer Evaluation Report Support Form and is formed issued under the name DA Form 6710-1A. You can visit our other posts to learn more about how to fill out EES support forms. You can visit our other posts to learn more about how to fill out EES support forms.